Unfortunately, today we hear of many stories of breakups in marriages, marriages that took place a few weeks ago, and then we get the news saying they're already divorced, it didn't work out. People spend thousands and thousands of pounds, they hire very expensive halls, the dresses that they wear. There's a lot of money spent, a lot of planning, and a lot of time is spent just to make that day special. It's very sad when we hear that so-and-so, his marriage is already over. You know, he got married last week, it's already over. And what's the reason for this? Why is this taking place today? And one of the answers is that people are not tolerant. People are not patient. People snap very easily. People act upon their emotions. I would like to narrate to you a story, an account of one of our pious predecessors, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and how he faced difficulties. But because of his patience, because of his tolerance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him such a rank that we could only wish of. This Buzurg, rahmatullahi alayh, he was very famous in his time, and people would want to come and visit him from distant places. And once somebody came to try and seek blessings from him, came to his house, knocked on his door, and he wasn't at home, his wife opened the door. And he said, I would like to meet Sheikh so-and-so. He's a very pious individual. I've heard a lot about him. I wanted to gain some time from him. I wanted to spend some time in his blessed court, gain some companionship from him, so that this would help me in the hereafter. And his wife replied, are you talking about my husband? He's so-and-so, and he has this issue, and he has this defect, and that problem. He's not as you're saying. I know all about him. And you can imagine this person is completely shocked, that up until now, all I've heard is good about this person. All I've heard is that he's an alim, he's a Sufi, he's a scholar, he's a very pious individual, he's God-fearing. And here his wife is saying the complete opposite. What's going on? And she tells him he's gone to the jungle, he's gone to fetch some wood, so you can probably meet him there. But he's not, as you're saying, he's actually a bad individual. So this person is left confused, and he makes his way to the jungle. When he goes to the jungle, he actually confronts this person, the sheikh, this personality that he wanted to meet. And when he sees him, he sees that a lion is walking alongside him, subservient, serving the sheikh, serving this pious person, this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sees that the wood is actually on the back of the lion, and the sheikh is walking himself. And he says, I'm completely confused. I heard that you were a great saint. I heard that you were someone accepted in the court of Allah. I came to meet you with this intention. I came to your house. I knocked on the door. Your wife said you're a bad person. She said, what you've heard is wrong. He's not like that. And now, this scene that I'm seeing has confused me even more. That this lion, if it was traveling with anyone else, it would devour it. It would attack it. But it's serving you. What's going on? What's the reality? That, you know, what I see before me is that you are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are someone who's close to Allah. Otherwise, this lion wouldn't be serving you. And this is when the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi said, look, if I did not tolerate, if I did not put up with what happens in my home, if I didn't keep quiet, if I reacted as well, if I vented my anger as well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't have given me this rank that I have today. That the lions are serving me, they are subservient to me. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was attained because I was patient, I was tolerant, I did not react in a similar manner. So respected viewers, what we learn from this powerful story, this parable, is that even today, when we get married, we must keep tolerance at the top of the list. We must make sure that if somebody has said something we don't like, then we must not react straight away. Ponder, reflect, that this is an insan at the end of the day. We're not perfect. We're not ma'asum. We're not anbiya alayhim as-salam. We have to tolerate each other just to make things work. And it's easy saying, that's it. The marriage is over. I don't want to continue this. But imagine, look, you've spent all that money, all those preparations. Two families have come together. And in an instant, all of that has gone to waste. You know, now not only you and your wife or you and your husband don't like each other, the whole families have fallen out. Look how many relationships have been destroyed. So respected viewers, we must keep this in mind. Our character, when it is emulating the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will know how to face these difficulties and we will be able to become stronger people who can do things for the betterment for our life and our